Hi, I'm Peter Solomon, morning host at Jazz 88, and I am really thrilled to be joined in the studio today by a couple of musicians who play tango music and who are based in the Twin Cities. Caro Bernardini, to my left immediately, is from Argentina originally and just came to the area. Charles Gerzinski moved here from Milwaukee about 5 years ago. They're going to play some selections and they're going to talk about tango music, and I'm really excited to hear all about it, but we're going to start off with some music because I think that's the right way to go. So this first selection is called Vida Mia.
All right.
Siempre igual es el camino que ilumina y dora el sol. Sí, parece que el destino más lo alarga para mi dolor. Y este verde suelo donde crece el cardo, lejos toca el cielo cerca de mi amor. Y de vez en cuando un nido para que lo envidie yo. Vida mía, lejos más te quiero. Vida mía, piensa en mi regreso. Sé que el oro no tendrá tus besos, y es por eso que te quiero más. Vida mía, hasta puro el aliento, acercando el momento de acariciar felicidad. Sos mi vida y quisiera llevarte a mi lado perdida y así ahogar mi soledad. Vida mía, lejos más te quiero. Vida mía, piensa en mi regreso. Sé que el oro no tendrá tus besos, y es por eso que te quiero más. Vida mía, hasta puro el aliento, acercando al momento de acariciar felicidad. Sos mi vida y quisiera llevarte a mi lado prendida y así ahogar mi soledad.
Thank you. That was beautiful. A song called Vida Mia. Caro Bernardini is with me. She plays guitar and sings, and Charles Grzinski plays the bandoneon, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Caro, I wanted to start with you because you, I understand, are from Buenos Aires, and that's it's kind of like New Orleans is for jazz, the place where this music started. So to begin with, I think that a lot of people, including myself, are unclear about what tango actually is. It's not just this dance that became popular in the 1940s. It's this rich musical tradition that draws on different cultures, European immigrants and the African diaspora. So I guess I wanted to start with you to ask you to kind of, if you could give a short explanation of what tango is and what are the different streams that fed into its development?
Sure. Like you said very well, it's the conglomeration of a lot of cultures and a lot of sounds that became mainstream in the late 18th, 19th century. And you have, obviously, the Spanish brought the guitar, so that became a staple in folk music. So you have a lot of influence from Argentinian folk music also in tango. But then words like tango and milonga and candombe, which are part of the tango, come from the African diaspora. So it's very cool to see how that got integrated. And then the instrument bandoneon specifically, which is so characteristic, that came from German immigrants. So yeah, Buenos Aires at that point was a melting pot. And like any port city had a lot of immigration, a lot of people for a very small place. So everybody brought together their music and their traditions. And that's how basically how tango was created. And it's not only a dance, like you said, it was a cultural movement. And it still is, you know, that go music, dance, art, fashion too.
So, Charles, I want to get you to talk a little bit about the instrument you play. Now, I understand that you started out as a jazz musician who played saxophone and piano, and your parents liked tango. We were talking before this started. Can you talk about your introduction to the music and then talk about specifically about that instrument and how it differs from the accordion?
Sure, yeah. Tango music is a very wide reach. You know, it's from Argentina, but is for the better part of a century has been popular around the world. I started out as a jazz musician. I was a professional jazz musician for, you know, up through into my late 20s. But when I was growing up, my parents were tango dancers. And that's because in every city in North America, you can find a milonga. No matter how small, there's always one. So if you're interested in dancing tango, you can usually find a place, whether that's Milwaukee or San Francisco or Toronto or wherever. So I started playing bandoneon a little bit because the music was around when I was growing up, and I was interested in tango music. And I started playing a little on the weekends, and then it became a little more. And as this does, anybody who knows tango, like, it takes over your life a little bit. So I play the bandoneon, which is a very central instrument in tango. Like Caro said, it's a German instrument originally. It looks kind of like an accordion, but it's not an accordion. It's actually from the concertina family. You can think of it as a built-out concertina. So it extends a lot wider. It has a much sweeter, darker kind of velvet sound. And it's way more complex to play.
Is it because of the arrangement of the buttons?
Yeah. If you see the original buttons of a concertina, it might be just a few notes here or there that were played for a, you know, in lieu of an organ in Germany for church music. So as people needed new notes, they would, you know, drill them in, right? And so the new notes are all in a very, you know, for those watching, you might be able to see, it seems as though there may be a logic to them, the rows and the columns. Right, the notes are all over the map, so the chromatic scale. And just like anything else, you learn, and it becomes a very unique way of expressing. It's part of the harmonic language of tango because some of the intervals that you can play are impossible in any other instrument, right? Because they're far apart, and simple things may be more challenging to play.
So is the bandoneon that you play today similar to the instruments that would have been played and the original indigenous music of the 19th century in Buenos Aires?
Not only similar, this one is from 1938. Oh. They're usually rebuilt to some degree inside, and the bellows are new. But the old instruments have a certain sweetness to them.
I want to backtrack a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about that first song you played?
Yes, this song, the composer Fresedo, I was told by my tango teacher that was composed for his daughter that was born while he was outside of the country, gigging. And so you may think that is a love song, because Vida Mia means my life. And it's kind of like a long-distance love that you see. But when you understand that it was written for the daughter that he didn't meet yet, it adds a level of sweetness that is wonderful.
Hmm. Tell me about the next selection you're going to play, Baldosa Floja.
Yes, Baldosa Floja is a milonga, which is one of the many rhythms that we can hear in the tango genre, I guess. And you can hear the Afrocentric rhythms in milonga. It's very characteristic. And sometimes milonga has percussion, but we're going to try to do our best with our instruments.
Yeah, we might add some. We'll see.
What can you tell me about the composer of the song?
The composer, I'm not sure. I'm not really familiar with the composer. But basically, the theme of the song is about this person that goes to milongas and doesn't want to be stepped on, you know, like he wants to continue, or they want to continue dancing, and that's the way they're going to live. So.
And to be clear, milonga is specifically the dance?
Milonga is a style of tango music. So in tango, you can have tangos, like we played in Vida Mia, or a milonga, you'll hear the difference.
Okay.
Or a valse.
Also, milonga is the dance where the gathering where people go to dance, and I think that it came from like let's go dance milonga, and it got shortened, so let's go to milonga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's Baldosa Floja.
Sangre y cumplo con mi destino. Mi vida está en la milonga y he de seguir por ese camino. No soy constante en amores, por eso tan solo estoy. Mi carta ya la he jugado y si he perdido pago y me voy. Rebelde soy para el lazo, ni sus cadenas me echó el amor. Yo soy un gorrión viajero, el mundo entero fue mi ambición. Igual que baldosa floja, salpico si alguien me pone el pie. No sé querer, mi amor se fue. Yo iré bailando mientras las tabas me den con qué. Si a veces alguna pena me llega a mojar los ojos y surgen desde el olvido aquellos labios siempre tan rojos, me afirmo el chambergo claro y agarro para el cabaret. Mi vida es una milonga y sé que bailando la moriré. Rebelde soy para el lazo, ni su me echó el amor. Yo soy un gorrión viajero, el mundo entero fue mi ambición. Igual que baldosa floja, salpico si alguien me pone el pie. No sé querer, mi amor se fue. Yo iré bailando mientras las tabas me den con qué. Bailando mientras las tabas me den con qué. Bailando mientras con qué.
Baldoso Floja, the performers Charles Kozinski playing the bandoneon and Carl Bernardini playing guitar and also doing the vocals. It's gorgeous music. Charles, I'm going to ask you to play this song that we talked about a little bit before we started. So my interest in tango music locally was just kind of a coincidence, because I discovered a recording in our library I didn't know about. It was from the 1940s. It was Stan Kenton's orchestra doing this tune called El Choclo. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because I knew he did a lot of Latin music, but this was clearly a tango. And then I recognized the melody as being the basis for the popular song Kiss of Fire that was recorded by Louis Armstrong and other people too. And I became curious about it. Can you talk a little bit about this song? Because I feel like this is like a moment in the history of pop music where tango kind of appears. And that song is sort of a tune that a lot of people actually know, even if they don't realize they know it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. A good way of framing, for people that don't listen to much tango music, a good way of framing this to understand it is that tango music has a whole songbook that is very similar to the American songbook in jazz, right? So there's standards in tango. And there are some standards that are maybe more standard than other standards. El Choclo is like the most standard. La Cumbarcita would be another one, in that it's one of the first tangos and it's one of the most well-traveled tangos. I guess in jazz you might say it's like Body and Soul or something, or like, you know, just the most common. El Choclo is a piece of music that probably every tango orchestra has played, only for that history, you know, that it's such a standard piece of music. So I'm going to play El Choclo. I'll play the A section of it, and I'll show you a little bit about how tango it can be expressed differently. So this is the melody. Choclo can be played in a more rhythmic style. Or combinations of the two. So I'm going to play El Choclo, the A section all the way through.
Charles Kozinski playing the bandoneon, doing El Choclo, which in American popular music became Kiss of Fire. I wanted to ask you, Caro, to talk about the next selection. It's called Nido Gaucho. What does that mean, and can you talk a little bit about the style of the song?
Sure. Nido Gaucho is a tango, and it's more of a, it's called the tango criollo, more of a pastoral theme, I guess. And it's one of my favorite tangos because it's not so dark and so gloomy like the lyrics of other tangos. And there are a lot of versions of it, but we create a more of a tango canción sort of arrangement, which means more of a song, more melodic tango.
And gaucho means?
Gaucho means the cowboy of Argentina and also Brazil. And nido gaucho means gaucho nest. So basically it describes, you know, what the singer is preparing for the love interest. So it's very sweet.
Thank you. luciendo su color de esperanza, viste el campo, su plumaje, y el viento hace vibrar sus cordajes en los pastos y en la flor. Yo tengo mi ranchito en la loma, donde anidan los orzales, margaritas y rosales han brotado para vos, porque un día será este nido gaucho de los dos. Florecerán mis ilusiones y se unirán los corazones. Dime que sí, que la noche pampera abrirá y un rayo de luna pondrá luz de amor en tus ojos. No digas no, que el rosal secará de dolor y en la cruz de mi rancho el zorzal morirá por tu amor. Mañana, cuando el sol se ilumine entre gotas de rocío, el llanto de este cariño mío sobre el trébol pisarás. Recuerda que por ti lo he vertido y si sientes mi tormento, golondrina, cara al viento, tus dos alas abrirás y de un solo vuelo mis tristezas matarás. Pampera abrirá y que un rayo de luna pondrá luz de amor en tus ojos. No diga no, que el rosal secará de dolor y en la cruz de mi rancho el zorzal morirá por tu amor.
Sounds like there's some jazzy harmonies there at the end, too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
course.
That was Nido Gaucho. Again, Charles Grzinski is playing the bandoneon, and Caro Bernardini is playing guitar and singing. And it's really lovely music, and it's been a thrill having you in the studio. I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about improvisation. And in jazz, of course, that's the central thing. I mean, since the 1920s and Louis Armstrong, jazz has been all about the solo. And I know that improv factors into the music, but it's not necessarily the focus. Can you talk about how improv enters the picture when you're interpreting these standards?
Sure. It depends on the style of tango that you're playing, right? So, I'm the director of the Twin Cities Tango Collective. We have orchestras, big band orchestras, you can say, orquesta típicas in tango. And in those ensembles, improvisation comes only in the sense that we phrase together and we build things together. We make the music more of what it already is. But as the ensembles get smaller, say I have a sextet or my quartet, we play the music of Astor Piazzolla, which is more modern tango, nuevo tango, more expressive, more improvisation is involved there. You'll see in the scores, there's maybe an outline of what's to happen at different moments, but it's not meant to be taken literally. You improvise through the melody. So in the sense of jazz improvisation, where you're improvising maybe a little bit more freely, if you really care, if you're a jazz musician, if you listen to jazz or you're a big fan, you realize they're not improvising totally freely. Well, not everybody, right? It's a shared language that is built and that we all share together. Tango is the same thing. It's a shared language that comes from listening, from understanding. And in different contexts, we play tango in different ways. So in this context, it's much more open, much sweeter, much softer, more about the song. These tango canciones are more about the singer-songwriter style of tango, maybe. Whereas as the bands get bigger, the styles vary and change, and improvisation changes too.
Just real quickly, can you talk about the distinction between tango as a dance form and tango as a form of music?
Sure. Well, they're related. I've heard people say tango is equal parts the music, the dance, and the poetry, which is a nice frame to think about this. Though I know plenty of musicians that don't dance. the tango dance community is a wonderful community here, and it's much more social. It's more just a different style of the art form, right? And they're related, but not necessarily all the time. Here you can see tango in Minneapolis at Berlin. We play at Berlin or at Dakota or at Ice House. And in those environments, there's no dancing at all, right? And we're going to play more contemporary music, music that I've written or music of contemporary composers, meaning in the last 20 years. And Piazzolla fits into that too. And the dancers might have a hard time. They certainly would complain, is the way I would say. Dancers typically dance to the music of the golden era in tango, which is the music of the 1940s. Roughly. And so when we play for a milonga, we play in a room of tango dancers, that's the music that we're going to play.
Now you have a tango music showcase, and it's happening in two different locations. The first is at the Parkway Theater on Thursday, May 7th, and the second night it's going to be at Sundin Hall in St. Paul on May 8th. Can you talk about what people can look forward to at those events?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Tango Music Showcase is the big culminating event of our year with the Twin Cities Tango Collective. And what we're doing with the collective here is we're cultivating a city filled with tango musicians and tango music energy and collaboration and culture. Minneapolis is filled with great artists. It's incredible. I've only been here for 6 years. We moved here in 2020. And the collective started with four musicians. Since then, we've had over 150 musicians in our orchestras. Wow. We're currently, for this showcase, you're going to see 47 musicians performing. These are local tango musicians of all levels, too. What we do is we have three orchestras. We have a professional orchestra. We have an audition-based orchestra for those musicians that maybe don't know anything about tango but are very strong already. And we have a community orchestra that welcomes everybody. No auditions. Some people have been playing maybe violin in high school and haven't played for a couple years, maybe a couple decades, and they come back and find a home with us there. So all of these groups and many more are going to be playing at the showcase. At Parkway Theater, we have Orquesta Típica Kingfield, which is a 14-piece big band. You can think of a tango big band featuring Caro for the first time, which I'm very, very excited about, on some contemporary music, and featuring a great singer, Marco Tabakman, coming in from Chicago. But the rest of the musicians are based here. It's a great orchestra. We also are going to feature Northwoods Tango Orchestra, which is a local audition group that is focused on the music of Carlos de Sarli and Aníbal Troilo, which are, again, from the 40s. And the community tango ensemble is going to play. Caro and I and our wonderful bassist Henry Specker are going to play that night. And then at Sundin Hall, we have all of our small groups. So an incredible string quartet, the Havana Quartet, is going to be playing. They're a local group that is just mind-blowing, really, really fantastic musicians. They're going to be playing a set of tangos. My quartet is going to be playing the music of Astor Piazzolla from the record Zero Hour, which is one of his most adventurous albums from the late 80s. We have Bob Barnes' Tangoso, a fantastic dance group that's going to be playing. I mean, this goes on and on. We have the Arrastres Guitar Trio, which is our tango guitar group in town. And it's some duos and small bands that have grown out of the collective. That is part of what we're doing. Musicians get together for our orchestra rehearsals once a week, and inevitably they start sharing. We share resources, and they start meeting up on their own. And before you know it, we have
a tango epidemic.
Tango epidemic. That's what we're. And I should say, that's a good way of putting it. From inside, I want Minneapolis to feel like a home for tango musicians. When people want to get into tango music, whether they have experience with it or not, I want them to have resources and scores and friends and people they can reach out to, very accessible. And from the outside, I want Minneapolis to be one of the best tango scenes in North America. And I think we're close to that goal already. Okay. Certainly in a few years, this is going to be monumental.
So where can people go online to find out about the Savannah and your respective projects?
Sure. So TwinCitiesTango.com is where you can go to join an orchestra if you want, but also to buy tickets for our showcase, TwinCitiesTango.com. The showcase shows are next week, Thursday, May 7th, and Friday, May 8th. Caro has a website with all of her events.
Yeah, CaroBernardini.com.
And that's BERNARDINI.
Perfect.
And tell me about this final tune that you're going to play.
Okay, Cambalache is one of those standards that Charles was mentioning previously. This is one of those tangos that it was composed in the mid-30s, and it was describing the state of the world back then, right? And the universal state of the world. And it's so current even today, because we can relate to a lot of the things that has been said. So I'm honored actually to sing this tango. It's a big one. All right.
Yeah.
Que el mundo fue y será una porquería, ya lo sé. En el 506 y en el 2000 también, que siempre ha habido chorros, maquiavelos y estafas, contentos y amargados, valores y doble, pero que el siglo XX es un despliegue de maldad insolente, ya no hay quien lo niegue. Vivimos revolcados en un merengue y en el mismo lodo todos manosean. Hoy resulta que es lo mismo ser derecho que traidor, ignorante, sabio, chorro, generoso, estafador. Todo es igual, nada es mejor, lo mismo un burro que un gran profesor. No hay aplazaos ni escalafón, los inmorales nos han igualado. Si uno vive en la impostura y otro roba en su ambición, da lo mismo que sea cura, colchonero, rey de bastos, cara dura o polizón. Vidriera irrespetuosa de los cambalaches se ha mezclado la vida, y herida por un sable sin remaches ve llorar la Biblia contra un calefón. Siglo XX, cambalache problemático y febril, que el que no llora no mama y el que no afana es un gil. Dale no más, dale que va, que allá en el horno nos vamos a encontrar. déjate a un lado, que a nadie importa si naciste honrado. Es lo mismo el que labura noche y día como un buey, que el que vive de los otros, que el que mata, que el que cura o está fuera de la ley.
That was a crazy chord near the end there. El Cambalache, or just Cambalache.
Cambalache.
Cambalache. Yeah. Charles Grzynski on the bandoneon, Carl Bernardini on guitar and vocals. Thank you both for coming here. This has
Thank
been a pleasure.
You for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.